Welcome to the Body Forward Podcast. I'm Kenzie Burke, your host, and it is here I call upon you to be moved, elevated, transformed, and ultimately propelled forward.
Damn, we were on point with the breath and the om.
Wow. I love that om.
We just went somewhere.
All right. Hello, hello. We are back. It is Kenzie Burke and Eric Roberts on the mic. Eric.
Hello. Happy to be back.
Happy to be back. It is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 5 days since we recorded the last episode.
Is it only 5 days?
And what do I say?
it doesn't feel like 5 days. I mean, it feels like it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah. Wow.
So much has changed in 5 days. And that's what happens during an eclipse portal. It's a very potent, activated time where time stretches. It contracts and it expands and faded events happen. And I think that's what we've been experiencing, both of us. And I'm positive everybody in our own personal lives have been feeling it, our friends, our family, and even just hearing it collectively.
Yeah. And in the last episode, we talked so much about the physical body and how you can really feel it. And I feel as though you and I were so in that space.
Yeah.
And then
We were feeling it.
And like, then like the we angst, talked about in the last one.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm diving in. And I dove into this eclipse. And again, it's just so cool when you have this information to be able to dive into the movement, the wave of the eclipse, because
you get to put it in context.
What an opportunity it is to blast into a new level of life, dimension, self, being time. And I've seen both you and I do that in the past 5 days, and our whole bodies, even our symptoms, we're just now like new beings.
Yeah. We both, you know, reflected together throughout this whole time that it's like an older, like a version of us that was dying that needed to be shed and to step into a new way of being, a new way of expressing, a new way of living, a new way of life. And again, those are very much the themes of an eclipse. They are very scorpionic, plutonic, times to go through these changes.
That's my view too, so much on the body, on anxiety, on all of that. Like when you start to feel a lot of symptoms, you start to feel sad, when you start to feel angst, lethargic, stuffy nose, sick, it's so often that that's a part of you that's trying to shed.
Yeah,
it's a die off. And the more you can really lean into what that aspect of self is asking you to let go of, to shed, to face, you know, you drop a load off.
Yeah. Well, it's like, what's your body telling you? And again, our body, our intuition lives in our body. So what is our body telling us? What is the larger message? What is the larger pattern? What is the larger energy? What do we need to take a look at? And again, having these tools of astrology and human design, it just provides context for it. And again, you don't need it. I as much as I love this work and I do this work, you can also do this without that knowledge. Tune into yourself, ask yourself questions, reflect, journal, talk it out with yourself, talk it out with a loved one, you know?
Yeah. And I think specifically you and I are here for this work, whether you want to channel it through the lens of astrology or whatever type of lens. You and I embody a lifestyle and a life of transmutation. And so I feel like you and I have kind of we like to use the tools that we can mm-hmm. to continue on the path, which is why, you know, you always see and hear Eric and I talking about this stuff, but mm-hmm. it's really astrology or not. It's, we are both here for transformation, mm-hmm. transmutation, for evolving, growing, and, yeah. and it just gets deeper.
Yeah. And also again, it's the reason we love this work so much is it shows in our charts. We both have mm-hmm. our North Node and our Chiron in the eighth house of Scorpio. We are here to
death,
evolve into those Scorpionic eighth yeah. house themes, which is power dynamics, sex, death, rebirth, transformation.
The more I lean into that, the more I find myself. And, yeah. and that I think for you as well, mm-hmm. you know, we've talked so much about just being so, as children, we were so online and mm-hmm. we knew, but we were so confused because mm-hmm. we didn't have the context.
Yeah. Well, it's complex knowledge in a lot of ways. Like, and I think we actually,
but I think it's also even the simple truth, but yeah. we live in a world that is really full of illusion.
Yes. And we talked about this in the last episode. We have like these rites of passage, this knowledge has been, largely forgotten or left behind in our modern culture. Like this awareness and attunement to the cycles of life, to death and rebirth, to how to process through mind, body, soul, energy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, it's the simple truth. Mm-hmm. So much of that is the simple truth. And how can we connect to being able to process and do all of that? And
yeah.
that's just where, when you remove it all, it's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all, it just happens. Our school systems, our parents, our upbringing, our this, our that. It can really, our friends, the things we consume can take us so up a path that takes yeah. us away from really what is here in our heart and what we know.
Yes, I love that. And then just to build off of something else that you just said, like it can be so simple because again, when these things are coming up in ourself, in our lives, in our bodies, this angst, this turmoil, this whatever the feeling is, it can be simple because you listen to it and you tune in and you acknowledge it and you let yourself go through the process of trying to understand it and trying to get to know it. And that's where it can be simple because it's almost the art of surrender.
Yeah. And standing in your sovereignty and trusting yourself, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
trusting ourselves.
But it's also the scariest freaking thing in the world, you know, at first,
yes.
before you understand this, mm-hmm. just for everybody that's listening, like it can also feel like the scariest thing in the world and it can feel confusing. It's a trust muscle. It's a skill. You have to start, you know, it's a journey. It's a process. You start the process of tuning in and learning to trust yourself and listen to yourself.
And your gut.
Yes.
Your gut never lies. Your yeah. feelings never lie. Mm-hmm. They never lie. And it's so something I just so want everybody to know because it's something I've just been stepping into so deeply, but mm-hmm. you truly do know. And if someone makes you feel some type of way, if you mm-hmm. feel confused, mm-hmm. if you feel confused is the best gauge.
Yeah.
If you feel anxious, like you got to stop, drop, and roll. Like something, someone around you talking to you, something that's presented in your life is not aligned. Mm-hmm. And those are moments that we can really stop and just tune into our gut, our sacral, our center.
Yeah.
And do an audit. And that's hard, you know? I mean, that's sometimes having to set boundaries without explanations.
Mm-hmm.
That's having to step away from things. That's having to have people talk about you mm-hmm. because they don't understand your choices. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm going to speak for myself. I want to live a life of my truth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of shedding that has to happen
yeah.
to get there.
It's also the type of thing where it doesn't necessarily rationally make sense to yourself or even the people around you where you're like, I am feeling something. I am going through something. I need a little bit of time and space. And you're like, you can set a boundary or you can unplug and you can be like, I need a couple of days to like, let this marinate, let this come up so I can look at it. And that doesn't mean that you need to isolate. In fact, you know, I think it's actually vitally important to have people in your life that you can talk about these things with, but it is okay to take that time and space as well.
Yeah. And that's something that you and I think just had a huge breakthrough with this week, because Eric and I are both very, just driven, serious. And ultimately we're both very hard on ourselves and have been. I'm going to speak in the past because we're changing our language.
Thank you, Capricorn placements.
We're changing our language. In the past, we've been very hard on ourselves. And you know what? To my soft credit of my being and my soul is I've been in survival mode since I was a child. And so when you're in survival mode, it's very hard to feel safe in relaxation, in taking a moment to breathe, because you feel afraid that you're not going to be okay if you don't do that. And something that Eric and I both did this week was we really surrendered. We both put our work down. We started flowing, you know, because you have to do that. You have to do that sometimes.
To give yourself grace.
Give yourself grace.
And love.
And we started flowing, and Eric extended his flight, and we just kind of started wandering around the city and sitting in the sun and
being
drinking
really
a coffee and tuning in and pulling cards and having the deepest conversations we've ever had and crying and laughing. And, you know, it's just been so transformative. And it's like when you look, when you zoom out that 4 or 5 days of giving yourself space and grace, and I haven't gone on social media in a few days, and it's just like, you can find yourself in your center, and it's such a way of being in. It's the path forward. Like, just from giving myself that space, there's been so much realization of, wow, I don't need to consume social media right now. It's really not healthy for me. I really want to, I need to be in tune with myself right now. So that doesn't mean I'm going dark. I'm going to post, but I'm not going to consume. And how much space that's brought me in just making that kind of my new outline for the next 2 months. That's, I'm going to do it till at least Christmas, just not consume and only post. But like, how much space that's all of a sudden created in my life for creative ideas, for my work, for love, for friendship, for other things. It's profound.
Yeah. And it's to go back to what you just said about, you know, how we just stopped and kind of allowed ourselves to be and to flow. It's, we also are allowing ourselves to be in the present moment. And in times like this that are so potent, and there are so many things coming up, and it does feel like such a big time of change, being in the now, being in the present moment is extremely powerful. That's where you really get that clarity. And it's beautiful to be able to do it with another person that you trust and that you know gets you and sees you.
Yeah. And especially for you and I.
Yes.
Because we're both very, we've talked about this in the last one, but that Capricorn placement, that self-regulation, we are both kids, I'm going to speak to our inner child. Like, we're kids who learned how to self-regulate.
Yeah.
And it's, that's a deep pattern of feeling like, for me, it's taken form of self-punishment.
Like, you have to have it all together all the time.
Yeah, and stripping myself. Like, because you're not this, then you need to stay home and do this, you know? And it became this whole thing to the point where even this week, we can get into it in a moment, there was the most pivotal, profound day of my life happened this week.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of me that after was like, you should be sitting in your home alone and processing. And I did the opposite. I have not been alone for a second since. And I've been processing out loud.
Yeah.
I've never had that before and that kind of support. And I feel like that's just changing the depths of my being. And so
to be witnessed.
To be witnessed. And that's all to say that, you know, sometimes you have to do the opposite of what you're doing and just acknowledge that what you've been doing just isn't working anymore, you know? And it works to get you to a certain point, but being soberly honest, if are you happy? Are you furthering in the direction you want to go? And then breaking really deep ingrained patterns.
But it feels so good on the other side of it.
It's so exhilarating. It's like, who am I?
It's part of the change. It's part of the new version. You know, it's shedding those old selves, old patterns, old ways of being.
For you too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. We all are.
Yeah.
It's, there's no, like, there's no finality to this process, to this journey, to life. You know, you don't get to a point where you're like, I'm healed.
No, that's not, And anyone who ever says they're healed, that is someone who is not healed. Really though, because yeah. there is no such thing as being the guru, as being, I've got it all figured out, because yeah. there's so many complex layers of life and everything is energy, right? Mm-hmm. And we're always consuming more totally. Energy, consuming more situations. And what I learned this week is that there's so much stuff that's deep rooted in our bodies, yeah. even from generations above us. Yes. And, you know, that there's no such thing as getting to a place and having it all figured out. And no. I think being soberly honest in that is the most power. I am the most attracted to people who are just so like, this is me. And this yeah, is what I'm moving
it's embodied.
Through.
It's yeah. an embodied wisdom. And that's a different thing than like an egoic posturing or wisdom. And we were talking about this as well. And I think we're going to keep talking about it, you know, during this recording, but yeah, I mean, I've been on this journey for a very long time, over 20 years. And, you know, I don't ever tell my clients what to do. You know, that's not the proper use of, you know, my wisdom that I've acquired. What I can do is help everybody find their own truth. That's proper. We all have our own truth. We all have things that are aligned for us uniquely and individually. So it's about just being witnessed and having the tools, the skills to be able to find your own truth and sift through those things.
Yeah. And being rapidly honest.
Yes.
Rapidly? Is that the right word?
Radically honest.
Radically honest. Yeah. Radically honest. That's such a power move to be honest mm-hmm. with another, but with yourself.
Yeah.
Cause from a space of honesty, even if it hurts or even if you're ashamed or whatever, you are in, when you can finally just sit in that moment of honesty, mm-hmm. you are so empowered.
It's freeing.
It's so freeing.
It's freeing. Yeah. It's incredibly freeing to be that honest with yourself. Because again, that's what leads ultimately to that self-acceptance and to that self-love and to being embodied.
So we have one more eclipse coming up.
Yeah. So we have in about a week.
What are the dates? We need to be aware.
It's the 28th.
Okay.
October 28th is the Taurus eclipse. And it's the final eclipse of the Scorpio-Taurus axis eclipses that we've just had the last 18 months. And it's we were just talking about this, but the themes of this eclipse are so perfect for, I think, what we've all collectively been feeling. And then it's also setting us up for this next 18 months of the Aries Libra eclipses. And so much of what we've been talking about already, which is, you know, Taurus is an earth sign. It's about embodiment. It's about finding stability. It's about resources and value, both internal and external. And again, wrapping up the themes of these last 18 months and even what we're all feeling right now, it's that scorpionic energy of going into the depths, the dark, facing your fears, traumas, patterns, so that you can find this clarity, this truth, this stillness, so that you come back to these Taurian qualities of stability and groundedness and embodiment in a new way. You've changed, you know, Scorpio is about transformation and change. So you've changed, you've allowed yourself to change, and you can come back into a period of embodiment and stability.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been experiencing that right now too. I know we're coming up on this, but
are we going to go there?
Yeah, we're going to go there. Are you feeling hesitant?
No.
Is it the time? I think it's the time.
It's always the time.
It's always the time.
This is part of the flow, the mm-hmm. new flow, mm-hmm. the new remembering.
The new remembering. Yeah. Let's talk about part of why the last 5 days have been so potent and so expansive in time and space, and why time has expanded and contracted and, you know, part of this evolutionary process. Share with the group, share with the class.
Well, I went through a deep plant medicine ceremony mm-hmm. this past week, and it changed my life.
Your first one.
It was my first one.
Yeah.
And
you had a beautiful facilitator.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Beautiful facilitator. And it cracked me open. And I think it was just so big that there's no words, but I think one of the, where do I even go?
Well, tell us what prompted you to want to partake in this journey.
Yeah. And I mean, it's very vulnerable to say, but I've been on this path of just trying to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And
come home to yourself.
Yeah. And I've just lived with so much density. And I think that longtime listeners of mine and followers of mine, they'll know I always talk about like this thing. Mm-hmm. It's like this cloud, this I didn't understand as a kid, this heaviness. And, you know, I've also always been so attracted to the dark, to be mm-hmm. completely honest. Mm-hmm. I've liked it there because I also love transformation. Mm-hmm. I love going into the dark because I love what's on the other side of it. But ultimately, you know, I've tried so many things in life and felt so called to the spiritual path and called to all these things and called to evolving. But yeah, I would say I've just been living with a lot of pain.
Yeah.
A lot of pain and a lot of wanting to feel in flow and in my body mm-hmm. and in my life.
But it was so present.
But it was so present. And a lot of sadness and a lot of loneliness and isolation, heaviness. Just heaviness.
Yeah.
And a lot of darkness.
And we had been talking about this, and you've talked about this, yes. and you shared this.
And it's to no surprise. I mean, I talk about this.
Yeah. But I think we got to the point, and we talked, you know, we had conversations about this. It's like, well, how do you really access this? Mm-hmm. How do you really find a release for this?
Mm-hmm.
And you did.
Yes.
You got connected with somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, I ultimately connected myself with it. Like I think mm-hmm. just for anyone listening, I think plant medicine is something that you do when you really feel the call.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard people say that before.
Yes.
And when I felt the call, it was like, it's time. And I knew, and my body knew, I mean, all week leading up to mm-hmm. it, like my face was puffy as if I was already crying.
Totally.
I was feeling it in my body. And, you know, people talk about experiences being dark.
Yeah. I just want to note, like, yes, listen to yourself,
yeah,
your body.
It's not
to
like
the
a recreational
you
thing.
You don't
it's
need
a
to rush it.
Very, the, and a going through it and connecting with it.
Yeah.
The connection we have to plant medicine is so incredibly powerful that it will call you and, how I really felt when I was on it is that it went, and I read a bit about it and you know, spoke to my facilitator about it, and she mentioned this, but it did feel like this. It goes into your body and mm-hmm. you feel it scanning
right.
around your body for what needs to be looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I had some deep, deep, deep pain to look at. I didn't realize how deep it was. And so, but I did feel like you take it and it goes through your body and it's almost like zzzz until it really finds
the consciousness of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The consciousness of it. And so that it is something that I wouldn't ever recommend anyone to do unless they feel that call
yes.
to it.
Don't rush it. Listen to yourself, make sure it's time, make sure you have the proper support
yeah.
in your life.
Cause I do,
around
I've been
you.
Thinking about doing it for years,
yeah.
but I'm so glad I did it with the right person
at the right time.
Yeah. At the right time.
Yeah.
Cause it was time
mm-hmm.
and it was the right place, right person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a sacred, beautiful opportunity to crack open
mm-hmm.
that you want it to be as sacred and special as it could possibly be.
Yeah. And I think also you were like, it's the eclipse. Like what?
Well, yeah. I was
why
like,
not
just,
do it?
Because that eighth house part of me
yeah.
that's here for a transformation was like, let's go.
Mm-hmm. And it already felt like such a big time anyway.
Yes.
Like we felt the changes coming. So
yes.
you were like, all right.
Yes.
Let's hook in. So what would you share about it? What would you share about your experience with it? Like what?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of things that I think is so important to share. One was that my whole journey took me back from basically right before I was born, through being born, and then my childhood, and then past generations came into the ceremony. But I do just want to say, because I think this is so eye-opening and powerful, is you can often hear people talk about who've processed trauma, you know, that they forgot about trauma, or they blocked it out, or they didn't know they had it, and then they had a remembering. And I believed it and I resonated with that, but I really underplayed my own trauma, downplayed to myself and in my life, and blocked out really traumatic times and events in my life. Mm-hmm. And so this whole journey took me back through these moments. It took me back to my remembering, like, who I really am at my soft core, what I've really wanted in life, my inner child. And then it took me through traumatic moments where I let part of that part of me go.
Mm-hmm. And as a coping mechanism.
Yeah. And just like really seeing, I don't want to say this in a bad way, but like my lack of like love and connection as a child, you know, and just how that's really played out in my adult years and how I really, because I didn't remember some of the traumatic events, I just kind of set it aside. And I, you know, we're just kind of like, yeah, I kind of have a heaviness. It's okay. Like, yeah, it was kind of hard. I was a weird kid.
Yeah.
But I did not ever let myself feel and or know or admit or
acknowledge that. You didn't give yourself that permission.
I've had trauma and I've been holding so much. Yeah. I've been holding so much. And it's no wonder I've felt blockages with love, with finances, with myself, with who I am. Like that, you know, I have like the deepest knowing, but I felt so confused, and that was really hard for me.
Yeah. And I think, again, this is why this work is so important to be mindful about, because when you do go in like this and these things do come up, it can feel overwhelming. The grief, the sadness, the energy, the things that come up, it can feel like it's overwhelming, or feel like you don't know what to do with this wave of tears and sadness that's coming up. And that's part of this ritual. That's part of this ceremony. That's part of this process, is to let it come up.
Yes.
So it can be transmuted.
And come out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you experience that in your ceremony.
I want to say this because it's so powerful, but I had two exorcisms.
Yeah.
And I did not even know that was in me. And one of them was like blacked out, like generations moved through me.
Yeah.
Other entities moved out of me. Mm-hmm. And I know this sounds very, you know, wow, but it really did happen. And it was just
generational trauma. Yeah. That lived in your body, your DNA, whatever it is, your energetic field.
Yeah. And it was such a homecoming in so many ways, because I knew it. Mm-hmm. I knew it. There were so many parts of me, sexually, financially, emotionally, in my body, that I felt blocked, but I did not. I always felt like I can access that, but I couldn't. But it didn't feel like mine, you know. And I think just even connecting to your history and your lineage, you know, is important.
Looking back at the patterns,
of
your family's lineage, is because really
we had
important.
Some really. Yeah, there was some deep stuff.
Yeah,
there is some deep stuff in my lineage, and it came through, and it was came through in an exorcism, but it was context. It was like, this is it. And I let it out of my body. I've never screamed or convulsed like that before. But again, we talked about this in the last episode, how using the body and then used the body. I feel after, I mean, Eric can attest to it, but I look different and
lighter, clearer. Yeah.
And I had the deepest remembering of who I am at my core. And that is giving me the context now to move forward, because now I can connect back to her. And it's like, it's so beautiful, because she is what I've wanted. And now I can go and nurture her and care for her, and all these masks, and something that it's just so important for all of us to remember is like, when we're young and when we're fresh, we really do know who we are. And what I saw when I was on the medicine ceremony is you know, a first traumatic event really came in. And then since then, I just got further and further away from that as coping mechanisms. Mm-hmm. And the word that kept coming to me was, this got so complicated mm-hmm. when it was so simple.
Yeah. It allowed you to see the essential truth.
Mm-hmm. And it was a homecoming. There's so much of me in that ceremony, in both exorcisms, in both the pain. There's moments when the darkness is coming in, when you're in a situation like that, and you're just like, oh my God, change the song, close the door. how do we hit stop on this moment? Right. And I had a really great facilitator, and I, instead of going the other way, which I was going to, and swallow she it. Said that I was obsessively swallowing.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone, I know a lot of people kind of know this about me, but I really like hold it together. I'm really just like here, mm-hmm. boop. And I have this kind of, I can look stoic. Mm-hmm. I used to get told as a child, you're very stoic, but it was really just like this holding and this swallowing.
Mm-hmm.
And so she saw I was swallowing a lot, and she really guided the ceremony to start like actually banging it out. And I couldn't even believe what came out of my body. Mm-hmm. And the homecoming also was that this is my home. And this is, it was such a piece of looping it back to astrology, you know, having my North Node in the eighth house,
mm-hmm.
this being here, something I'm sure I'll start sharing, but part of the homecoming was really mothering and
yeah.
birth.
Yeah.
And that was like what I always wanted to do and to be and all I wanted. And yeah.
You played that out. You played that role out.
Yes. My whole childhood, I was a mother. I was a mother to dolls. I was a mother in my fantasy land. I had some very intense coping mechanisms to escape reality and be in a family with where I was taking care of my babies. I had dolls. I thought they were real. Mm-hmm. They had feelings, like they were my identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot about that.
Yeah.
When I was in the ceremony, I remembered that. I remembered who I wanted to be. And, you know, this whole like entrepreneurial, I've got to take care of myself. I got to regulate. I got to be alone. I got to build a company. I got to, you know, that took over from just trying to cope.
Mm-hmm.
But looping it back to the eighth house, when I was in there, like I would go back in tomorrow and have another exorcism. Like
yeah.
I was doing the work for myself, for my lineage, for my future children, mm-hmm. for my mom, for my mom's mom, for everybody connected to me. And I felt home.
Yeah.
I felt like I am here for this work.
Yeah. And we talked about this, but also for you, you know, it was like it was a remembering, and it was also an unlocking and unblocking, because you blocked off so much of that feminine nature of yourself, because you felt like you had to go into that Capricorn, Aries, boss, build, masculine. And so I think you remembered this whole part of yourself,
which is all I want. It's like all I've been searching for.
Yeah. And it's, and now you get to integrate, and now you get to harmonize and use these really incredible gifts you have to be a boss and a business person, but also now allow yourself the freedom and the healing and the grace to embody the feminine and embody those aspects of yourself that you've always wanted that you shut down.
Yeah. And it gave me direction that I've never had before, and the mm-hmm. direction I've been wanting. And I think, you know, before the stuff moved out of me, I was so cramped. Like my hands were so cramped. Mm-hmm. I was so unable to move.
Mm-hmm.
And after it was gone, I just started to come back online. Like I felt like, even the past couple of days, I'm like able to dance and like mm-hmm. move my hips and move my hands.
You have and been dancing and singing. And
I
like,
can't stop, you know? Yeah. And that was just so offline.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the connection from basically my chest to down was cut mm-hmm. off
the
and
energetic
in half.
Chakras.
And, yeah. And I mean, also, and it's just so cool how you can be someone who's gone through a lot of trauma and pain and confusion, but somehow you kind of know, like I've always like stayed in the body category. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like I've always known we got to get it out of our bodies. We got to move. And then
you gotta
take
care of your body.
Yeah. These profound affirmations, but also just like, oh, I'm going deeper now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm diving into that. And something that I think anyone can take away from this that you know, is my whole new lens on life is for right now, just coming out of being serious and feeling like I have to do all these things in order to be okay. I mean, the first thing I said when I kind of came out of the ceremony bawling to the facilitator was like, I don't know what to do now. Mm-hmm. She said, why? And I said, because I don't know who I am without that. Mm-hmm. And with that in me. Mm-hmm. And it's very, you know, vulnerable. I felt very cracked open. And saw a lot of truth that I have, that I'm sitting with now. Truth that it was easier to make an illusion of that's not true, right? Because some of the stuff that has happened and that's present is like really painful.
Yeah.
And, but I will say, when you know the truth, it can only go up from there.
Yeah.
Because you're being honest. And I feel so powerful in honesty. But back to what anyone can take away from it is just my reframe right now is myself and honoring that I have been through a lot and that there is this part of me that this soft feminine part of me that at my core is what I want. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to put that first now.
Yeah.
And trust.
And we've talked about this. Like we've talked about the different ways that you can do this in your day-to-day life now, different strategies, different things that you can bring into your life, different ways of being, different ways of living that can honor that. And I think you've already seen how impactful
it's
been.
Massive difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
And allowing, I mean, we just talk about this for each other, but just like allowing ourselves to have what we want.
Yeah.
And God forbid, you know?
Yeah.
And being soft. And the biggest thing is, for me, coming out of my masculine is like, there's so much of, I was talking about this yesterday in my integration session with my facilitator, just how, you know, so much of our society is like, especially being an entrepreneur, and this is how I've done things, is like, think of the number you want to make, or think of the numbers you want to do, or think of the thing you want to do. Mm-hmm. And then you say it and you write it down and you manifest that and you try to get to that. And it's like, no. What if you soften? What if you trust? What if you flow? What if you give yourself, like we've been doing, the opportunity to be, to let yourself connect to yourself while trusting that whatever you create, whatever you put out, whatever you do, it's going to come back to you. Mm-hmm. And why cap it? Why do you have to grip it so tightly with, I want to do and make this X or do this? But you're capping it. What if it's just, God, give me what is in the highest for me right now?
Yes. And also, like, what is lighting you up right now? What are you passionate about? What is giving you energy?
Because that trumps all.
Yeah.
And that's been a big thing. Like after that ceremony to now that you all have context, it's like, I don't want to be on social media because I'm comparing myself to what other people are doing, right? And maybe for me right now, the next year is not about that at all. It's about coming into this part of myself. And there's so much already that I'm like, oh, I know what I'm creating now.
Yeah.
I know what I want to share now because I'm going to just take my mind out of it and let it come out of my body. Mm-hmm. This work is like what I want to share. I want to share getting into our bodies. I want to share getting out of the mind. That's the biggest unlock. But I have to get out of that space too. And I have to stop comparing myself and living from the masculine, which is, let me write my goals down. Let me do this. And then you always feel like disappointed or stressed or like you have to meet that. But what if your wildest dreams could, you don't even, when you get cracked open like that and you find a remembering, your mind has been driving your life. When you get cracked open and you have a remembering of what you really want, it's like, oh, you don't have to do the stuff you've been doing to have that.
Yeah. All the pretenses and falseness kind of falls away.
Yeah.
You come back to you, to your truth, to your passion, to your own energetic frequency, vibration.
I think when you stop gripping things so tightly too, everything you want ushers in. And I really, even my move to Austin, I literally said to God, I was like, if I'm supposed to move to Austin, show me.
Yeah.
And it happened in 6 weeks, highest outcome that could possibly have happened. Most aligned thing I've ever done in my life. And I did not force it.
100%. And again, this message about this being a journey and this being a cycle, like I call myself an alignment coach. I see this in my work. I've seen this in my personal life. You've seen this in your personal life. I see this with my clients. Like, you find your alignment and everything flows. It's the money comes in, the opportunity comes in, the relationships come in, the flow comes in. And then you can also go into periods of time where you start getting out of alignment again and you have to check in again and you have to, you know, it's.
And that's why you have to be in the work.
Yes.
On the path, in the work. And that's why it has no end and you are never quote unquote healed because we all fall out of alignment.
Mm-hmm. The only constant is change.
The only constant is change. And the best you can do is just continue to put yourself first, to learn about yourself, to keep accessing the tools that are available to deepen that connection. And I mean, blinders on.
Yeah.
Blinders on.
Yeah. I also, one part of this whole last couple of days as well that came through after all of this is the whole concept of like now
what?
Part of the journey. Well, yes, that, but also now part of this is like the ceremony is actually now life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beautiful. That's a really
been
beautiful
the biggest
concept.
Thing because I loved the ceremony so much and I was so sad when it was over. And, but it's also what I was told after it is that journey is the classroom, life is the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's about taking what you saw and what you felt and what you know from whether it be a ceremony or a session with Eric or a meditation. It's about taking that and moving through it in your everyday
embodying
life
it.
And making different choices. And that was the number one. I mean, I had that ceremony. I was cracked open the next morning, just hysterically bawling and really kind of feeling like I should stay in this bubble. It's so tragic and stunning and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Eric was in town and I saw him that morning and we spent the entire day together and I shared everything. And every time I had a download about the thing, I shared it and I cried and we laughed. And it was just, that was like the opposite of what I would have done.
Yeah.
And that was the most healing thing I could have ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And you've helped me so much integrate.
Yeah.
That, you know, portal.
Yeah. It's been an important part of this process.
Yes.
And same for me. Same for me for this whole period of time as going through the eclipse and experiencing changes in my personal and professional life and being able to talk this out with you and you know, process and integrate. Like, again, it's such an important part of this. We don't need to isolate. We don't need to be alone.
So now that we've heard a little bit about my eclipse week, let's hear a little bit about your eclipse week.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like I've had an eclipse month, like to be fully transparent. I've been traveling for most of the month. I went home to see family in Maryland and my younger sister got married and it was a beautiful time to be with family, a beautiful wedding. And it was also just so interesting seeing so many people from my past and from growing up. And family friends and cousins and family. And yeah, it felt important and it felt timely and it felt like a cycle. It felt like a cycle that was ending and a new one was beginning. And this was like 3-4 weeks ago at this point. This was just at the beginning of this whole, you know, eclipse portal time. And so I had been feeling that and, yeah, being home in a new way. And I think I've shared before, you know, I grew up on a moon line. And so the moon line for me, and I think so much of my earlier life was like very emotional, very nostalgic, and very family oriented and very, very tradition oriented. And I've discussed this before, but I think also being in that energy and being in that way, I grew up thinking and feeling that I needed to adhere to those traditions of family, of friends, of the community, of the society. And again, it was more just my interpretation of it. It wasn't even necessarily being forced on me. It just was what I was feeling, what I was picking up, being a sensitive and perceptive child. And so, after being away for over 10 years and being on my journey in LA and experiencing new energy there and really turbocharging my, you know, growth and healing and evolution process and stepping into, you know, who I'm here to be and my purpose, going back just felt so, I was like, I was almost like, I was there and I was present, but I was almost like outside of it too, looking in. And, you know, I was talking to you during that time as well, just reflecting on it. And we were just talking about how it was so interesting, but it also felt amazing. Like I felt amazing. Like I felt like because I was you, back there.
Yeah. And you were also you.
Me. Yeah. As like the, and that's all I ever wanted.
Mm-hmm.
All I ever wanted was to be truly, authentically, honestly me. It just was so interesting to see how much I had changed and how much I had integrated and accepted within myself and showing up there, like especially at the wedding when it was just such an influx of people from my past and people would be like, how are you? What are you doing now? And just, and again, I've shared this before, but I grew up in a very just like traditional East Coast community. Like it's not a big spirituality.
Yeah, and here you are, you're like, I can read energy, I can do human design, yeah, I can do astrology.
I'm an alignment coach. I utilize astrology and human design. And because I owned it and accepted it and integrate it and love it about myself and have stepped into my power with it, I felt no hesitation.
And then everyone was asking you.
I felt no fear. And the response that I was getting was incredible. Like people that have no background in this was like, oh my God, that's so cool. I want to do a session with you. I want to learn more. People that I would never, ever have thought of in my life wanting to do that were, you know, checking in with me and asking me about it. And it was, that was really beautiful. And that was really healing as well.
I love that you shared that because I think this brings it all so full circle and even to the Libra Aries eclipses, because the message too after the medicine ceremony that you and I have been talking about all week, it's self-love.
Yes.
That's the answer, because even when I'm bawling after this, you know, thing and I'm like, what do I do now? And she looks at me and she goes, baby girl, you got to learn how to love yourself. And I was just like, oh, and she's like, then everything you ever want is going to, you know, work itself out. And that's now the forefront of my life. That's my, I went through health coaching school and there's primary food and secondary food. Mm-hmm. Primary food is like yours. Food is the secondary.
Yeah.
So now loving myself is my primary food.
Yeah.
It's not my career. It's my primary food. And then from that, everything will work itself out.
Everything.
And seeing and having that pillar of you, my, you know, dearest friend, lock into that and own yourself and your truth after years and years of really like you knew who you were, but like coming out and claiming it and then seeing the response.
Yeah.
I mean, that's everything. And then moving into this time where that's what this is about.
Yeah. And then I was like, propelled into even more experiences over the last couple of weeks that were asking me to step up and to face myself and to evolve and to grow, and patterns and triggers and things were coming up, and it's, you know, I face them head on, and it's been an exhilarating ride.
And when you face it head on, that's where the timeline hop comes.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been together for the past week. Sunday, you faced something head on. I witnessed it. Boom. New timeline.
Yeah.
That plant medicine ceremony, I faced my demons. I faced the ultimate darkness. And now I feel like years have gone by in my body. In my life.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's drink this up. Let's keep facing ourselves.
And we're excited to keep going.
It's so exhilarating. Yeah. It's just, it's incredible. It's rich and it's building that self-love. Like, you know how much I love myself from that ceremony? Being able to go into the dark like that, being able to convulse like that, being able to get that out and express, like I had to use my physical body. I always keep it together. So for what happened physically with someone watching me was really big for me.
Yeah.
Because I keep it really like poised. So just that in itself.
Your most vulnerable state.
That was so vulnerable for me, but that was like, oh, that's my power. And that's how we love ourselves. When we overcome ourselves, when we
can be vulnerable.
Yes. When we can be vulnerable. I had no choice, but my guard came down.
Yeah.
My insides were out, you know, and I love that I did that. And I love how painful that was. Mm-hmm. And I love that I went through that. And I love that she saw that. And I love that she saw how intense it is. And mm-hmm. I love that we've been able to talk about it and feel validated that I didn't make this stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all to say that when you face your stuff head on, mm-hmm. as scary as it is, as painful as it is, I'm sure people have heard me say this, but nothing survives in the light of observation.
Yeah.
And so we always just push it down, push it down, push it down. So when you observe it and you bring it to the light,
excavate it.
It hurts. It's scary, but you can move through that.
Yeah. And
I mean, it cracks you open. Like my heart, my chest is just cracked open.
Yeah. It purifies in the light.
Yes.
It purifies in the light. Yes. We find clarity in the light.
We become in the light.
Mm-hmm.
More of. We come home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Proud of you, boo.
Proud of you. Proud of you. Proud of us. Proud of all of. I mean, so many people in your community and people that listen to you are also on this journey.
Yeah, and just to let you all know that we have received the messages from this last podcast, and Eric and I really acknowledge that. You know, the people that are listening to us speak about this stuff and the reflections you give us and when you come to Eric for sessions and just people who really message me and I know see that journey that I'm on. We also really honor you for being here and doing this work too.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's the good life.
It's the light life.
I mean, it's the light life.
It's the love life.
Yeah. And the good life. I mean, the life for the path forward. And we said this in the last episode, but even Eric and I today were at breakfast and we were just observing people looking really anxious and out of sorts. And just, you know, we all feel that way. And it's like, it's just facing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're at this time also where suppressing and ignoring the cosmos, ignoring the energy, it's not really working because it's reflecting in the external world quite a lot. We've seen this lot since 2020.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you kind of have no choice but to start looking.
Mm-hmm. Truly. Truly. And it's going to change everything.
Yeah. It's how you really not survive life now, but thrive.
Yes. Yes. It's how you step into your power. It's how you step into your truth. It's how you step into your self-love. And it aligns everything around you. It calibrates everything around you.
My friend said, I texted her after and I just said, I want to keep doing stuff like this. I just, this is such a home to me. And I love being able to go in the dark like that and be able to come into the light. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah, we do that work so that we can create heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that way.
Yeah. It's absolutely true. And so you and I, with our eighth house, North Nodes, we will continue
Eric to go and I into are the little, dark. We're little Scorpios.
To heal ourselves, to heal the help just show the light of
when
way.
You heal yourself by embodying light, you make a difference on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And you make a difference to your children's lives. You make a difference to your partner, to everyone around you. I mean, we really can make a huge difference within ourselves just by looking at ourselves. Yeah.
Even just your interactions with the day to day and with strangers that you meet, if you are living from a clear, aligned place, the frequency of love, people feel that. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful offering to be able to offer people kindness, a smile, good energy, connection, that those things have ripple effects.
Mm-hmm. You know, you just feel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's reciprocal.
Yeah.
It's reciprocal energy. And that's again, just to tie it back to astrology.
Yeah.
Like,
we'll end it. Yep. Let's tie it back.
Like that's what we're working on over these next 18 months. You know, it's like that the Aries North Node of what we're meant to be calling in, what we're all meant to be working on is like claiming ourselves. Who are we? What do we want? What do we need to burn up in the fire to get to our resonant, authentic, powerful truth and to claim it and to own it and to speak it? That's that Aries energy. And then that then allows us to be integrated, to be clear, to be in harmony so that Libra, our relationships, can shed any relational dynamics that no longer work, that are no longer serving, wherever we're abandoning ourselves. And that allows us to find, to be in right relationship with others, clear relationship with others, aligned relationships with others.
Yeah. And it's okay if in the beginning of this journey, some things need to fall away.
Totally.
That's, you know.
It's part of the process.
Part of the process. Phoenix rising from the ashes is the vibe right now.
You don't
now.
Have to hold on so tight.
Yeah.
You don't have to hold on so tight. You can let go.
Says the new Kenzie and Eric.
Yeah.
Let go.
Yeah.
We are letting go.
It's a lot lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now all we need is our boy to move to Austin. See if he'll let go of LA.
We shall see. Austin is very, very, very fun. It's beautiful.
Stay tuned. If you hear it back very soon, it means he moves. Second eclipse is going to get him.
That's funny. I know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
See you on the other side.
See you on the other side. I know. Honestly, it feels like we've had a whole process already. Like it's so funny that we have this other eclipse coming.
I know. It's going to happen.
See you on
the
other side.
We're both going to levitate.
Yeah. I mean, it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting. So yeah, we'll check back in. We can check back in after.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
When you move to Austin.
Yeah.
Next week.
Exactly. Well, thank you for having me on again. It's only been a week, but it feels like a month.
Yeah. So, message me and Eric if you like this idea, but my friend suggested that Eric and I do an astrology update once a month, even if it's just 20 minutes, just like read the room on the astro weather. Let us know if that calls to you. And also, as I'm just saying that, if you want to leave the podcast a nice little review, that would mean the world. It really would, because it does help. It's a very 3D thing to say, but just going to put it out there.
We got to live.
We got to do what you got to do.
Well, it's Taurus Scorpio. We got to live in the body. Yes. We got to live in reality. We got to live in, you know.
And that's reality.
Yeah.
Throw me a bone.
That's funny.
Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow along on social media at Kenzie Burke, and for all things nutritional healing and body at Body Forward. And if you're looking for versatile clothing that will help you transcend the seasons as undone as it is refined, at Shop Brulee. Everything is linked in the show notes, and I'll see you on the next episode.